Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, October the 8th, 2025. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. 43 degrees here in Marion, and I guess after the cooler temperatures yesterday and the little bit of a rainstorm that we had last night, we certainly have come full head, full on into autumn, and it certainly feels like autumn out there this morning. Now, I can report that I have taken I have scratched the side, the little game piece off my McDonald's Monopoly cup this morning, and I got St. James Place, so I am not a millionaire, so I guess we'll continue on with the show this morning. Do want to let people know, this came to me yesterday. Come join us for Kids Night Out, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m., join us for fun games and spooky prizes. We will also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. This will happen at the Kroger location on Route 95 here in Marion. Kids Night Out, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. So there you go. Now, it is Halloween. And Halloween month, and that time of season, our harvest season, and last night I did remember to shut off the light with our lit up jack-o'-lantern we have here in the studio, which sometimes I forget to shut the light off for, but I did remember to do that last night. And I came in this morning, and I'm not saying that the studio is haunted, because I've never noticed any problems here, and we've been here nearly 2 years now. Next month will be 2 years that we've been here. And I come in this morning, and in 2 years that we've been here, I've never had this happen. We have had pictures hanging behind where I sit for 2 years. And I come in this morning, and one of the pictures, which is a pretty heavy picture, is off the wall, and the one above it, the glass has fallen out of it and broken, and it was kind of hanging there. So I don't know what kind of force, because these are pretty sturdy walls here. This used to be City Hall. This used to be Marion General Hospital. The building has held up very well. I don't know what could have happened to knock those pictures off the wall, because I don't think anybody's been in here in the last 24 hours. I don't know if somebody was pounding on the wall on the other side or something was going on upstairs, but the glass fell and broke out of one picture, and the other picture, which was substantially bigger and heavier, fell off the wall. Now, I was able to put them back on the wall this morning. Now, one is missing the glass. What can you do about that? But I don't know what that was all about, but, you know, it is October, and I guess maybe Halloween things are happening. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you like the cooler temperatures? Do you like being down in the 40-degree range in the morning? Or do you have any hauntings going on in your neighborhood? These are always free-range things to talk about here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I was also looking at this advertisement I got yesterday for Kroger and their Kids Night Out. You know, so many places are going to trunk or treats and things of that nature, but people still do like to trick-or-treat. So, you know, if you like to give out candy and your neighborhood is safe and so on and so forth, that's still a nice thing to do, but a lot of these events are going on. Kids Night Out, Trunk or Treat. I know a lot of churches do Trunk or Treat. It must have been like a yard sign for a church that was doing that, so that's fun as well. Okay, well, what else do we got going on besides pictures falling off the wall, colder temperatures, Halloween harvest ideas coming up? You know, I mentioned it yesterday. I think this Carly Augenstein show at the Palace is on Friday. Now, Carly is from Marion. She used to do the local productions. And again, I have not seen publicity for a show at the Palace. I've never seen anything like this show, the publicity that this show is getting. So I would have to assume that they are going to sell out about every seat, which normally does not happen with a local person, not a big name. But holy mackerel, it seems like every time I go down my Facebook news feed, there's something about this or somebody's sharing it. It was in the paper on Monday, the hard copy of the paper above the fold, full shot of her face. And I wonder, will people show up for this? I hope they will. You know, it's a hometown girl coming back who's done good things. I've had her on the show in the past. So we hope all goes well with that event on Friday. But the publicity, certainly cannot complain about the publicity. The publicity has been amazing. Does anybody plan on going to this thing on Friday at the Palace? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Now, the conversation yesterday was pretty much all about city council. Kind of an interesting meeting on Monday. And I wonder, has anybody had now 24, 30 hours to sit back on this and kind of think, well, what did happen Monday? What was Monday all about? What happened there? Because as we talked about yesterday, we had the whole conversation Monday about building codes, having a local building codes office to expedite a lot of things that are going on. That was a big conversation on Monday. Then we had the conversation about creating the position of economic development here in Marion. And that turned into a little bit of an ugly moment. But we kept on going down the road. And then the finance committee had their normal meeting in which things were, you know, kind of back and forth. And did anything get solved? Probably not. We learned that Martin Watts from the auditor's office appropriated a payment that he had no authority to appropriate. He admitted to that. We did learn that. We learned that a lot of things are going on that maybe people are not aware of. And this is just a continual problem, and maybe it will be a continual problem. I don't know. I don't know how any of this can be fixed until people start getting along and working together, because clearly mistakes have been made on everybody's behalf. I think mistakes have been made, and it's becoming too much of a personality-driven thing. This finance committee and the treasurer and the auditor's office—it's all about personality. Don't fool yourself. It's all about personality, and that dominates the conversation. Is that people, it seems, do not like each other. And they speak to each other in a way that you would speak to somebody if you did not like them. And people are not really there to help each other. Now, I'm not saying they've never been there to help each other, but the tone that they speak to each other at this point is so far removed with how you would speak to somebody if you really wanted to fix something, that it's a mess. It really is a mess. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you? A little cooler this morning, but okay.
No, it's cold.
Well, this is cold.
Well, I don't do well with any temperature. I'm climate controlled. That's the best way to spit it out. But you said exactly what I was, well, we touched on it yesterday, but I was thinking about the whole personality clashes and things like that. And yes, they got rid of Schaber and Ayers on council, so they don't have to deal with them anymore. But the big major personality conflicts are still going to be there.
Well, it is true, but you know what's interesting to me is that the big story yesterday should have been that Martin Watts from the auditor's office openly admitted that he paid something that he should not have paid without an appropriation from city council. And I understand that people could get very upset about that and that there could be repercussions about that. But the reason we're not talking about that and the reason that seems like a minor thing is because of the personalities on this finance committee and the personalities that have been in the auditor's office and the treasurer's office. It overshadows everything because
Yes. It
looks...
Even illegal acts. But in the defense of Abby from the Marion Star, I'm not sure that she 100% understands how all of the government procedure works. I'm not sure that... And I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm so smart and everyone else isn't. If you don't watch this stuff, you don't understand. I'm not sure everyone understands how government finance works because they probably hear, well, he paid a bill. He didn't do anything wrong. Well, technically he did because he didn't have permission to pay that bill. And even though it was due, you still also have to have permission. So... Yeah, in the government world, it's different, so she may not have gotten that nuance that you and I do because we've watched it happen so many times in front of us.
But, you know, I was even thinking about that, and again, I'm not saying that he should have done it, but...
Now, listen, benefit of the doubt. I'm giving benefit of the doubt this morning.
Right. Well, no, I'm not saying that Martin should have done it, but what I'm saying is...
But I understand why.
Right. But, and here's the thing. For people who are really hung up on this technical point, here's the problem, is that finance committee is so personality-driven and clearly has such a bone to pick with these people that I don't know that there is a line of communication where the auditor's office...
Oh, there's not. They've clearly said that there's not.
Right.
And there's two more years of that, at least.
Well, I don't know. I honestly don't know what the new finance committee will look like when they redo committee assignments.
Rollins and Filer will be back on it simply because they're the ones that are on it now, and they'll just be a third person that to be determined on there. That's my opinion.
Well, does Rollins want to be back on it?
I that would be a question for him to answer.
Well, here's the thing. I got some messages yesterday that I did not have a chance to look at, but we got a message from one of our listeners yesterday morning that said, geez... hate to be a Republican in this town. They eat their own.
Mm-hmm.
And then got another message this morning that said Schauber and Ratliff leaving, then without a common enemy to attack, the remaining council will turn on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's this person's two cents. So, you know, here we are, and this is what it'll be. But
we already have finance versus auditor. Mayor versus auditor. I mean, treasurer's in the mix right now, but they've picked someone else for treasurer. And I don't mean, I believe this treasurer is going to come in and do a good job. I, their skill and experience alone, I don't believe they're going to come in. She's going to know what she's doing when she comes in to the job or have a pretty good idea. You know, she's going to have the learning curve of the software, et cetera. But I also believe the position that she held for as long as she did, that she is an honest and ethical person that's going to do the right thing by the city. So I feel that position, come January, is going to be in good hands. That's my opinion.
Well, here's the thing. And there are two things that I was thinking about this morning as I was driving over here, because I thought this conversation might continue. And number one is, what has Tommy Reese exactly done that was wrong and unethical?
Based on... Okay, they kept going on about that letter and his reconciliation.
Which isn't even due, by the way. We learned that. Now, why couldn't we learn that 6 months ago when this thing started, the argument that has kept on going that led to a no-confidence vote? Why couldn't we have learned that this letter isn't even due?
Right, because for people that haven't 100% followed along with this saga, there's been this piece of legislation that they've been arguing and chastising him and each other over that we're required by law to have one every 5 years. Is that what they said?
Yeah, about every 5 years.
It's supposed to be updated every 5 years, and we're in year three.
Right, and you know something that's interesting about that? I will guarantee
that would be that he. But listen, Scott, if you think about it, he was the one that did the last one. Because if we're in year three of it, this is year four of his term.
Right, and nobody had a problem then. And and here's the thing about it.
No confidence of votes existed back then.
Yeah, but here's the thing about it. I will guarantee you, if we got the truth serum out and ask those finance committee members, that they, none of them, knew that it wasn't due. Because why would you spend this amount of time, what is it, four trips?
Oh, no, I think this has been ongoing since March. I'm not positive about that, but it's been going on so long that we don't know how long it's been going on exactly.
So why not just say, Tommy, you're leaving. We don't need this right now. Forget it. Which is essentially what finally happened on Monday. But
the law director's name was attached to it at one point in time, and he seemed to know right off the top of his head that it wasn't due. So why didn't he just back then, just before we got into the 10 apples and what's 10% of $2 million and you know all of that kind of stuff, and explain it to me like I'm a kindergartner, and it just, you know, I was thinking about it again this morning. What really, at this point in time, would be the intention of giving him a no confidence vote?
Yeah, but yeah. But again, back to the original question. Besides everything we've just said, what has Tommy Rees done that's unethical? And not his job.
Based on what I know, and he's done the reconciliation. That's what his job is to do.
Okay, so what is the difference? You know, Vidya will come in January, and she will do what she does, but the job is still part-time. The job of Treasurer of Marion is not set up to be
much. The portion that he would not.
Okay, but when Tommy got this job, in the 4 years...
He's doing the same job that he started doing.
Right, but what has he done that has been unethical or wrong?
And he is on the outs because he wouldn't change in year four of his term.
Right, but I guess my question is...
That's the problem. He hasn't done anything other than not do what they wanted him to do.
But it's being framed in these meetings and being framed as if he doesn't know anything, and when this woman comes in, she's going to know everything, and that's going to be this big change. I don't see that. The job is not a big job, and I don't know what Tommy has done that has been unethical or incorrect, except for the fact that he did not want to change his job midway in his term.
But even that's not, more than midway, almost to the end of his term. And that's not unethical or incorrect.
What is she going to do that's so much better?
I just believe that what they think she is going to do, which is what I believe she's going to do. We had the big $275,000 recommendation from Veritas, and I believe they're going to switch that around. And she's going to do the piece that they believe that she should be doing, and the auditor's office is going
well, that's
to be
fine.
Doing... Yeah,
because
so I believe that's going to be the switch. So then everybody will be doing what they think that they should be doing, and they'll all mostly get along, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess the point is why are they so nasty to him? Why have these exchanges been so nasty? If he's not doing anything unethical, you know, Rollins was to the point on Monday where he was yelling at again in Tommy's direction, and also in Miranda's. I guess I just don't understand. Maybe I'm missing it. What he did or has done that is so awful. I mean, yes, I understand. We've been down this road many times about these. The banks, but goodness gracious, they don't even need to be done. Why didn't somebody say that?
6 months ago. Why didn't somebody say that?
Right. So I mean,
you know, all I want to say is that I'm framed as the nasty person, and I want everybody to sit back and look at the way these grown adults that are supposed to be professionals. Also, remember that we've got a church secretary, we've got a manufacturing. I'm not 100% sure of the position, so I'm not going to say it. We've got the mayor. We've got all these people, these respected members of the community, just shouting at each other and, you know, belittling each other and everything else. You know, I may be negative, Nelly, but I don't walk around talking to people like that.
Yeah, but now here's the other thing I was thinking about this morning, because we did have the dust-up on Monday night with Terry Klein and the mayor, and we did have this dust-up in the Finance Committee where Rollins and Twyla and Ayers, to a certain degree, were, you know, very critical, and it was kind of a back-and-forth.
And all I did was ask for speed bumps. But anyway.
Yeah, but here's what I was thinking. Okay, now, if you take any one of these people, now I know that Mayor Collins has done a lot of good things for people. I know that if you talk to him, he probably seems like a very nice man. Before he became mayor, I had a good relationship with him. Aaron Rollins, I've always had good relationships with him. I've had good talks. I've had interviews. I've never had a problem. Twyla, when I've seen her away from city council, it has not been a bad exchange. I think Ayers, the same thing. I think these people are genuinely good people who try to do in life good things. I don't know what happens when they enter that chamber that everything hits the wall.
Well, there's no allegedly. I have it in writing that Twyla was charged by the Major John Schaefer of the Marion City Police Department with a couple felonies, and Rick Grogan's office called it a workplace dispute and declined to prosecute. I have the paperwork to back that up.
Well,
and we
okay.
also have the situation where she allegedly jerked her grandson up by the throat. I have the report that says strangulation. She released a statement about that. So I don't believe, maybe our definitions of genuinely good are different, but I just
wanted to
interject
that. Well, I guess what I'm saying, my interactions with them have not been bad. And to see the people that come out in city council, I don't know those people. I don't understand what happens. And that's why I have to understand and believe that this is about ego. Because I don't see those people in the hallway. I don't see those people at restaurants when I run into them. The ones who've come in and done interviews, I don't see that side of them then. And I don't see them all the time. We're not buddy-buddy. But, you know, that's a public display. So what happens in these council meetings, which are also public displays, where they start acting like this?
I think you hit the nail on the head this very first thing, and I was thinking about it, as, like I said, I was thinking about it this morning, the personality clashes, and only a couple of those personalities that they think they're clashing with right now are going to be gone, and you're still going to have some of the same dynamics in that room that don't get along, some of the major dynamics come January.
But, you know, they can resign their position on the Finance Committee.
That doesn't change the full council meeting. Like, if just because you're not on the Finance Committee doesn't mean at a full council meeting you're not going to be mad yelling at the auditor when you were mad and yelling at the auditor for 2 years before.
No, but you know what? In the full council meeting, I do notice a lot of these people are more subdued.
True. But now that Reese is going to be gone, McGinnis is going to be definitely going to be the whipping boy, because she's going to be the only old guard, so to speak, of the situation to take the brunt of it, because you can't give the new person the brunt of it. They just walked into it.
Well, I don't know, and I'll tell you another moment that I thought
it's
of from
Monday. It's just not going to be good, though, Scott, I guess is what I was thinking about this morning. Is I was thinking, as bad as it is right now, it is not going to get better.
But, you know, I don't know that anybody will know. I guess it'll depend on what happens with counsel. You know, if Scott Kreider ends up on counsel, you know, he does have experience. He was on counsel before.
Yes.
And I would think there's some experience there. If he ends up there, maybe there'll be something.
Yes.
Anthony and Mr. Prater, I don't know where that thing's going. So, it's just hard to understand why this is so personal. I mean, is the finance committee really, any of them, heavily versed in the city's finances? Because, well, I, you know, but a lot of people disagree with the tack that he takes.
I think I don't agree 100% with things that he's said and done, especially with Reese. However, I understand his frustration. He doesn't come in with prepared speeches, typically, and yell at people for 3 minutes.
No, but I mean,
they've all yelled at each other, and I mean, it's the finance committee have all yelled at the box, and the box has just stood there and taken it. And McGinnis did push back Monday night, so I appreciate it, I guess. It's sad when you're like, please stand up and fight back, please. I mean, that's not the way we should be voting for our public officials, is it, though? Like, stand up for yourself, girl. You ain't got to take that. I mean, that's not the way we should feel about our public officials. We should be like, wow, they're working together to make this a better place to live.
Well, and Ayers has defended the auditor recently. I should say that, you know, on one side, to say that, you know, we've plopped more work on her. And her office
while pillaging her office.
Right, but also then in the next breath he gets into it with Martin, probably harder than anybody, about paying these bills. So I, you know, it's just...
But here's the thing about that, and I guess Ayers is on his way out, but it'll still be under his counsel, is that isn't an automatic, when you hear that, you know automatically it's going to be a finding from the auditor.
Oh, and again...
For people that don't know what that means it's a red check mark from the auditor, and those aren't good.
Well, no, and again, I'm not saying that what Martin did was right.
No,
what I'm saying
it was damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Right, but what I'm saying is that the reactions, the fact that okay, we're just not going to do this appropriation now because we know what you've done, so it'll get caught in a finding, and it'll be left up to be somebody's problem. You know... Is that really the best tack to take here?
I don't know the technicality behind that because, like I said, I don't, and I'm not making excuses for anyone on that. And, you know, if I asked Mark Russell, he would turn around and walk out the door before he answered me. I don't know if there's technicality if you do an after-the-fact appropriation if you would get in trouble for it.
Well,
like, you know it was already paid, and you know it shouldn't have been, so now we're going to go ahead and approve it. I don't know if there's some kind of technicality that would be beyond my Roberts rules. I don't know.
Well, I guess my question is, yes, I understand the question was, why didn't you bring this to us before it needed to be paid? Okay, that's fine. But also, when it's been brought to them the last two times, they knew it was after the date. They knew this appropriation had already been made. Why did it just come to light on Monday that now we think we're not going to do anything with this? Before, they just had a problem with the numbers. They knew that it had been appropriated.
I can't. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's hard because some of those appropriations are going back to 2023, and it's just hard to keep track of. Whatever, I was surprised on some of the dates, but again, this one's been on the agenda, off the agenda, back on the agenda, off the agenda, so it's hard to keep track. I don't know how they keep track of it. I don't know if anybody does keep track of it.
Well, all I know is I'm not really sure.
All you know is that you don't know?
I just know that I sit there and I watch it, and if you don't like what they're doing and you think they've done something wrong, just say that and move on. You know, we don't need to have these screaming, angry conversations between elected officials, which don't do a darn thing and get nothing accomplished, and nothing goes anywhere. And the only thing I got from that whole meeting Monday was, heaven forbid, don't blame Casey for anything. The last budget director, when her name even came up, Twyla immediately leapt to her defense and said, "You're not trying to blame Casey about for this, and I would never blame Casey for anything." And I'm thinking, who cares? What does this have to do with anything? She's no longer here. What is even the point of this conversation? And that moment, and in that moment, I knew this was all personality driven for sure, because you have got Twyla defending this woman who's no longer employed by the city, and nothing was even being thrown in her direction.
Right. She said when Casey worked on the budget, that was all that was said.
So there are camps up there, and they're this is my favorite. I would never attack them. These people are not my favorite. I'll attack them all day long. You know, that's baloney, and nobody ever says anything about it. And that's sad, because that is really what is at the heart of the city's financial problems.
I told you it is like a high school cliquish up there, and the way they bully each other is like high school kids do. And the cool kids, and if you're not in the clique, then we're going to get you thrown out of our group, and we're going to bring people in who may not necessarily be part of our clique, but they'll do what the clique says.
And I have to say, I don't think the mayor's a part of any of this, because he sits there during those finance meetings very quietly. I don't think
that Twyla Lang, who was caught whispering with him in a Treasury Investment Board meeting, saying keep Jason Shaver out of meetings, et cetera, you don't think that's his arm in the Finance Committee?
I think that had more to do with what Jason was...
He does not question anything. When I have asked questions before about finance, why are we spending this, why are we spending that? I mean, it's recorded her chastising me and telling me that it's not my place to question the budget that
well,
the city council passes.
All I know is, so that's it, still my question.
She's Bill Collins' arm on the Finance Committee Finance Committee.
Well, my question still is how do you know that you have this much money to pay for all of these things if you have absolutely no confidence in the people telling you what money is there?
I did a little bit of math about this $120,000 budget or whatever position, the economic director position, and I just did real rough math, and I based it on, now public employees, their retirement system is a little different. We use Social Security. They use something else. So, but I just did it based on Social Security, and they said that health care is what, like $24,000 a year? Did I hear that correctly? If you have a family package. Okay, so it's $120,000 a year, which would come out to $10,000 a month. So I want you to think about this person going to be getting paid $10,000 a month, plus their $24,000 health insurance. So now we're like $144,000, $145,000. And if you just do really roughly, we'll do 20% of their taxes, which is 20% for taxes. And, I mean, that's a very low estimate. I'm going federal, state, everything. So we're at, like, 165, 170. When you add in some of the other perks and things like that, it's more like $180,000 with benefits and not $160,000. By the time we pay the taxes and all this other stuff, we're looking at more like a $180,000 job. Now, as a citizen of the city, I would feel a whole lot better if we could get some declaration from the county commissioners that says, yes, we will cover up to $90,000 on this position now. It's looking more like a $160,000 job instead of $120,000.
And by the way, there is something I did want to mention. Now, I know that Ayers got up on Monday and said he wanted some things put in this economic development job description. Now, is one of those things that the person cannot be a current member of city government. Because what I found interesting, when they were looking for a new director of CANDU, they said only four people applied. Something like two were teachers, the other two were not qualified. So who decides who's qualified? And is this somebody already in city government? Do they have somebody earmarked for this position?
I had thought, this is just me, my mind wandering. I was wondering if the city safety and service director position didn't get consolidated again, that Cal keeps that job and Bodine moves into the economic development job. That was just something I tossed around in my mind, because then we could come up with, now we've got the $40,000 from CANDU, and we've got Bodine's salary. So that would be how the city could contribute. That was just me tossing around ideas of how they're going to justify paying for this. Because it's going to be more than, what is he saying, $60,000, $80,000. It's going to be more than that when it comes.
Well, can somebody ask the question, is this going to be Michael Bodine? Can you give us any assurances that it's not going to be?
Well, you know, he lost a big fat contract with CANDU for $50,000 a year, $48,000 a year. So by bumping him up to about $120,000, that would be the difference in the salary that
but
he lost in
I'm
CANDU.
Not, I'm not even
like
sure
I said,
that that's...
This is me. That's me conspiring.
Yeah, but I'm not. No, and maybe the mayor will say it will absolutely not be him. Okay, so because I'm sure there's some, you could find, if that would happen, there's some illegality in there anywhere, somewhere, because you're creating a position for somebody who you know you want to give it to, and but you're not letting anybody else know that as you try to push this job through city council. So, you know, I mean, we need to know these things.
I agree with that. I think that if we're going to actually do this, we should have a quote-unquote headhunter search the entire area, because Ayers made the statement, you know, maybe we bring them in from outside, but we, part of the clause is they have to move into Marion County with X amount of time.
Well, like I'm saying, maybe it's not Mr. Bodine. I don't know that it is.
No, I don't. That was just me throwing some numbers around in my head. Like, but if they were to justify this money without, because they haven't justified the money. They haven't said, oh, it's going to come from this savings or that account, or we found extra money over here, or we're going to move that around. When asked if they have the money, they just say, yes, we have the money.
Well, I'd like to know the answers to some of these questions. Maybe we'll find out as we go down the road.
Down the road we go, Scott.
Yeah, thanks. Take bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And again, you know, conspiring, I don't know. Conspiracy theories, heaven knows they happen. Is that one of them? I don't know. And again, until somebody asks, I don't think it's improper to suggest that until somebody says, no, that's not what's happening here. Because that would be a little below board if that's what you were doing. But I don't know that that's being done, so maybe somebody will ask that. I guess we've got a full council meeting on Monday, and we'll find out. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. But at some point, and again, debate is not a bad thing. Conversation is not a bad thing. But I just feel, and I think people feel in the audience at these city council meetings, that it's just gone too far. It's just name-calling. It's just screaming at each other. It's just, and nothing's getting done. Maybe if something was getting done, people could tolerate this stuff, but nothing is getting done. So, on it goes. Again, phone lines are open if you have anything to say. We've got about 8 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, Let's take the phone call here and see where we are. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes.
Love it. You know, you mentioned about that. These people take it as a personal affront, and they want to get into not a discussion or not an argument in the sense of what an argument is when you argue this point, that point, so on and so forth. It's an attack. And after thinking about last Monday, you know, the mayor attacked me, and I did not provoke him, you know. And that's one of the things. These people are so defensive to justify their jobs and what they're doing, instead of saying, you know, you may have a point there. I need to maybe reconnoiter, you know.
Well, again, I'm not sure what I don't know. I'm not sure what brought that out in the mayor. As I said, I can understand why he would have been angry about the comment when it happened a few months ago. I can understand that. And I don't know if it was when you said, I don't know.
So what? Or who
so
cares?
What? So what? I don't know if that's, yeah. Because that's when it happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like when a child does something wrong, you correct him at that point. You don't wait all along and then blindside the child, and the child doesn't know, what the hell are you jumping on me for, you know? You correct it at the point of infraction, if you will. You don't just wait and wait and wait to ambush someone. And I think that's what these guys at the administration think. Here we go again. We're going to get ambushed. Well, you know, government needs to be questioned. And if they don't have the answers, or their answers sounds like, what's the popular phrase these days? Gaslighting. You know, shame on them. Everybody thought, and I think it's coming to the conclusion, we need to have qualified individuals for all of these positions. It's not beyond the realm of possibility if the Charter Commission got composed and the Bill Collins element did not have much of a foothold on that commission. It could be possible that we hire out for police, etc., with the Sheriff's Department. Turn all of the policemen now into deputy sheriffs and let the sheriff run it. It could be we hire a law firm to run and replace the law director. You know, hire out for professional services.
Well,
people who have the credentials doesn't necessarily mean they're the most qualified, but have credentials that would lead one to think that this could be a good choice.
Well, this had come up before, the conversation that just came up in the past few minutes. Do you think it's possible that this new economic development position could be something that the mayor is considering Mr. Bodine for?
God, I hope not. Go on LinkedIn and read Mr. Bodine's bio. He's essentially a button pusher. You know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly have heard that before, and I don't like to deal in gossip, but that's all it is. I mean, I've never heard
that's
it.
That's the scuttlebutt, but, you know, it'll be proven once whoever is announced. But I think they need to really go before the whole and make a presentation to the community, because it's a community investment, and I think it would behoove whatever group of people are fielding a candidate to present their case before city council, or maybe even someplace larger, but certainly before city council, because that way it says, hey, look, here's five people we're considering, and let people ask questions of them.
Well, see, this is one of those moments, again, where if the mayor did interviews somewhere, you could say, Are you considering Mr. Bodine for this position? And if it's not true, he could say, no, that's absolutely not true, and it would go away. And one of the problems is, as I have said, is this administration does not answer questions on a lot of things, so it does turn into speculation. And a lot of times the speculation is wrong. Again, I'm not saying that this is what's going on here. But
it's kind of hard when you ask a question and nobody comes up with an answer. It makes you wonder, do they know what the hell they're doing? Or are they just stalling, hoping for another question to be asked of them?
Well, I don't. All I know, as I've said it before, I always felt the reason that Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg did those interviews every month was not because they wanted to be asked negative questions, although they got them every so often if something negative was going on. It was because even though they knew there were going to be some tough questions that maybe they didn't want to talk about, they also got the chance to promote things that were positive. So it was a give and a take. And I don't understand why that's never happened here.
And that's why the better informed electorate there is, the better voters there are. Give people enough information so that they can decide for themselves instead of having one individual or group say, this is what you need. You know?
Well, and I think conduct's going to have to change, and certainly not just the mayor, but that finance committee is something. I mean,
we got a problem with the president of council and some of those other council people. They don't know how to conduct a meeting. You know, a bunch of rumbling and rustling around in the audience section went on for some time, and then finally somebody, I don't know who it was, gaveled, said be quiet. You know, a judge in a courtroom wouldn't tolerate that. So it should be quiet, and, you know, it's just, I don't know.
It will go on down the road. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up this particular hour, but we've got a whole another hour right around the corner. Don't you dare go anywhere, and anybody's always free to call in at any time. We'll be back.
The place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown,